Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Giver of Life, and I hope you guys are having a good day for those of you that are working and those of you that just got a vacation day, you know, just like a long holiday. I just hope things are going well for you. But, guys, I tell you, this weather, I don't know where you are, where you live, but it is crazy weather. And for those of you that are snowed in, it's just gave you time to just kind of sit down and kind of prepare for some things. And for those of you that just, you know, needed to be prepared, and that's what we're really going to talk about, preparation, really. You just need to be prepared because certain things just, you know, just happen. And that's why, guys, sometimes you see us with large purses because we're prepared. You know, we're prepared if, you know, this goes wrong, that goes wrong. So for those of you who just wonder why in the world are those women carrying those large bags, and for those of us that really, you know, just kind of do some little things and seem like they're kind of awkward to some people, you just, they don't realize that you're preparing. And you're preparing sometimes for the worst, for the best. But anyway, it's just something about preparation. It's just something about you as a dreamer, just making preparation, especially you guys that are planning on getting married. I just hope you don't wait till the last minute because it is going to be hectic. I hope you got your colors, how many bridesmaids, your honeymoon, you know, it's just something about preparation. It's just something how preparations and, you know, having that confidence and they just meet when opportunity comes. So it's just so important that you guys, for whatever dream that you're dreaming, that you really just making some preparation for some things, that you really just kind of like have an extra pair of shoes, you know, an extra suit, extra, you know, somebody just probably say, what are you carrying that around for? Just in case, really. And I'm just that type person because I travel with, you know, just in case, you know, I get stuck somewhere, you know, probably too late to travel. I kind of stay over at a friend's house or whatever. I just have all that stuff ready for me. So it's just so important that you realize that to be prepared is really half of the victory. So I know that you guys want that. I know that you guys want to get there, but you can't. You got to realize how important, really, really, because, you know, there's no secret to success, really. It's the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure. So it's just the idea that these things are going to happen. They're just going to happen. So it's just so important that you guys have first aid kits or, you know, whatever, you know, things might happen, you know, that you just be prepared. So I want you to realize that it is a part of you becoming successful. It is important that of your dream, really. There's just so many things that you really need to really be preparing for your dreams. Those of you that are going to be doctors, those of you that are going to, because you know what, in the time of you becoming a doctor and going to school, you just might meet your wife, you just might, you know, don't know what's just going to pop up, you know, because life just has that way about it that each day, each year, each time has certain things waiting for you. So you need to learn to have, you know, to be prepared. The two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day that you find out why. So you have to just, you know, have to just make preparation, you know, and whether you know it or not, start dreaming ever since you were a kid. You know, you were just like sitting around just certain toys just turn you on, fire trucks, baby dolls, you know, reading, writing. I love to read. I love to write. I want to ride a bike. I'm a tomboy, whatever the case may be. You were doing things then, and it was really preparing you. Really, it was just like preparing you, loving kids, you know, love to cook, love. All of this was preparation. Whether, you know, and sometimes when we tend to not want to be prepared, and then when certain things pop up, you're like, oh, I'm not ready. You know, it's my dream. This is what I want. But, you know, and it's just awkward to just try to make preparation in the wind, you know, like you just like, look, you know, something told you to take your umbrella, you know, and all of a sudden the wind and the rain and the worst thing you can do, you're not prepared. So a lot of things get messed up, your hair, your clothes, you know, might break a heel, step in some mud, you know. So it is so important that you realize preparation. How it really depends on your success, really, you know, because really success depends upon previous preparation, really. And without such preparation, there is sure to be some failure. So I just want you to kind of like be prepared, you know, those of you, and I tell you, we're just grateful for those that are the wigs, girls, aren't we? Because you have that day where it's like, oh, this is a bad hair day, oh, things just didn't go well, or, you know, just sometimes you just come out of beauty shops and things just don't go well, and you still, you know, have to go somewhere. So for those of us that are really just kind of like have 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 wigs and all different kind of colors, you're just making preparation because, you know, You don't know where you might go after work or what might pop up or what just might, you know. So it's just so important that you realize that you be prepared for really success, because you, I don't know about you, but I still want my dream. And I'm preparing. It's just like, there's just certain things I don't want to go into that personally that I already have, that just in case the doorbell rang and success say, hello, are you ready? And it's like, yeah, you know, just, you know. And my grandmother, really, she did that to me, because it was just like, okay, these are your Sunday shoes and this is that and this prepared. You know, I was just raised that way with the pantry, you know, just in case we get snowed in, you know. Back then, hurricanes or whatever, we always, you know, we're prepared. So I want you to realize how important it really is that you be prepared, because if you are, that's half of the victory. That's really half of the victory. So whatever your dream is, I mean, is the typewriter working? Is your computer ready? Or is your camera ready? Or, you know, things like that. You know, are you really preparing? You know, you might seem to have to, why is this sitting here? I don't know why I bought it and haven't used it. Just wait 1 minute. You're going to find out that this goes with that, because each day holds an opportunity, and you don't know when that door that seems locked is going to come open. So, but I want you to be prepared, really. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. So it's just like, girls, you know, I'm serious. You know, for those of you that are snowed in and seem like you can't get out of work, kind of like go through your journals. Go through, you know, I know you're just not prepared just to stay there. You know you're going to go here. So kind of make some preparation. Pack a bag, you know. Those of us that have had babies, you know, it's just like you just kept that bag ready. You know, it's just like you got the nursery ready. You know, you had things prepared, you know. And for all these people that come on TV and talking about secret pregnancy, I didn't know I was pregnant. It was like, okay, all right. I've never been there. It could be. But anyway, they just had to just make preparation, like, oh, she's sick, and like a baby, you know. It's like it just does something to you. When all of a sudden certain things might pop up, you don't know when, you don't know where, but you just need to be prepared. So for today, you know, just kind of like a little preparation, little notes maybe you need to take. If you're writing a book, you know, just, you know, you just don't know where. You might go to the supermarket or you might go somewhere, and all of a sudden this conversation pops up, and all of a sudden this person say, I publish books. I, you know, I'm a publisher, and I'm looking for new writers, and you're ready. You know, it's just like, you know, what are you talking about? You write books, or what type of books, you know? And I mean, you should have titles, and you should have notes, and you should have things just really just look like your house look like. What is all of this preparation? Because you're going to be a successful writer. You're going to be a successful cook. You're going to be a successful bride. You're going to be a successful doctor. Your dream is going to happen, but I just want you to make sure that you are prepared, okay? Before everything else, get ready, really. Just really get ready to be successful. Really. Just get ready. Just, you know, I know, you know your dream, you know where your destiny, you know where, okay, I'm through here and I want to move here. But it takes preparation. It really does. And for those of you that, you know, you can look at the airport. You know, it's just like, I mean, there's certain things have to be prepped. Certain things have to be prepared. Even though we can even take you out of the country. We can take you over four states. You know, that if you drove, it was like 6 hours, but if you flew, it was like an hour. You know, people were prepared, and people that are on the ground and in the air are making preparation to get you to your destiny. So I just hope somewhere within you, you know, I know the waiting has been, and I know it's when, where, and how, but you know what? I just want to know, are you prepared when, where, and how, say now? Okay, so I just want you guys to realize that whatever it is, whatever, you know, I know you probably just say, you know, I'm going to unpack this bag. Don't do it. I'm just not going to try again. Don't do that. Really, I just don't want you to do that, because it's just the idea. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Really, you're comfortable there. All of a sudden, something's going to shift. Are you prepared? You're bored there. I remember when I moved from the north to the south, you know, preparation. It was just like, I mean, an adjustment. It's called an adjustment period. When your success comes, you're going to have to be prepared, because you're going to go through enough just adjusting. So it's just so important that, you know, you only know how far you want to go. So it's just, you know, you just can't stay the same. I know you don't want to stay the same. Don't worry about your mistakes. Really, because mistakes are proof that you're trying, that you're really trying. Don't be, I've really just put such emphasis on that, really, about mistakes. And maybe we'll discuss that later on tonight from 8:30 until 9:30 at PSJ Life Let's Talk Talk Show. You know, maybe because so many people are just like, wow, I made a mistake. And I was just looking at something early of someone that I know that's in the media, and it was just such a hard time for this person, and now they're coming back, and it was just like, wow, it really just inspired me. So I want you guys to even just prepare for coming back. I want you to prepare for trying it again. I want you to prepare to get up and say, okay, all right, I made a mistake, because I found out that we are our hardest critic. We're hard on ourselves. We really are. So I want you to realize that if you made any mistake, it's just proof that you're trying, that you're really trying to get where you want to get, really. Because let me tell you something about life. Learning is a gift, even when the pain is your teacher. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine, really. You're a dreamer, really. You're going to write about it, sing about it, use it to help someone get over what you're getting over. It's just something about life. It's just like I go through, you go through, and all of a sudden something is said. It's like, wow, I'm not the only one. Like, wow, that really helped me. So, guys, I really want you to realize that just make preparation, even if you find yourself to where, you know what, giver of life, I made a mistake. I should have prepared. Okay, prepare. Just learn from it. At least you were trying. And even though it was painful, it was a teacher. Now let's prepare. Let's just prepare, because you know what? If you're alive, so is your dream. Your dream is alive, and your dream needs preparation. Your dream needs determination. Your dream needs your courage. It needs you. So really, I just want to just kind of help you to just say, you know what? I'm going to really just kind of, okay, all right. You know, I threw all that stuff away, giver of life. Okay, you know what? I'm going to be honest. The same person, for any reason, you shredded it, you can't find it, but you know the person that put that on paper was you. And even, you know, you can add something to it, because you know what you were talking about early, and you just felt like it was a mistake, and, oh, I shouldn't have. You take all those mistakes and all of you learn and make it even better. Just make preparation to submit it again, to do it again, all right? Because you know what? When you're writing a story, it's of your life. It's your dream. It's just like, you know, doctors are people you can really talk to, and they can really, you'd be surprised where their compassion and where they're, you know, they just not only wanted to be a doctor, but they've lost some people, they made some mistakes, and they take tests over again, and wow, and look, you know, you just make preparation to really become great and to become successful, because it's going to happen, because you know what, you're yet alive. You are yet alive. So I want you to know the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. And you're going to find out why, because you know what? You're making preparation to find out why. Why did I go through this? Why did this happen? Why did I make that mistake? I should. No, we're going to take all of that, and we're going to put it in a mixture, and we're going to come up with your dream. And you are going to be successful, because you know what? You're making preparation. You're really making preparation. It's like you're living up north and you don't have a shovel or you don't have a snowblower. It's like I did that. I was living up north where it wasn't that hot. Didn't know I was going south. Didn't know my dream and some of the movements in my life that were really to be, you know, finished and fulfilled in the south. And I literally bought a brand new car without an air conditioner. So you know I made a mistake. I kind of know what I'm talking about. I literally just say, if I ever buy another new car, I want everything in it. And the next car that I bought, everything that's in it. Because you have to make preparation. Even though I didn't understand what I needed heated seats for, what did I need this for, what did I need that for, but it's just something about life that it'll say, this is why. And even if it doesn't say it's why, at least you prepare. And it's so important. And your dream needs that, really. So just really, no. Because if you never make a mistake, you'll never make a discovery. Just be prepared to just like, wow, you know, because we are hard on ourselves because of our intentions, and I really just thought, look, if you're breathing and you're listening and you can look around the room, that's you. That's your dream. That's your success. And it's just not standing still. It's moving. It has muscle. It's breathing. It has a mind. It has eyes. It has ears. So you are going to be successful. All you need to do is just really realize that, you know what, giver of life, I'm making preparation, really. The secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity when it comes. Really, The secret of success is, are you ready? Are you really, you know, because the opportunity is going to come. Things are going to change. You know, like some of you guys just wish the heat will go away, the snow will go away, and then there's some guys want it to stay and go. But it's all going to come to us all. You know, life's going to come where you're going to like a season, but you're still going to be successful because you know what? You're going to make it through this that you don't like, and you're going to prepare for what you do like, and you're going to find yourself successful. So, guys, I want you to hold your head up, and I want you to realize that, you know what? I'm getting through this. I am, really. Confidence and courage comes through preparation and practice, really. There are certain things that I think during the, what season we just came to? Christmas. And it's something about Christmas that, you know, you guys that like perfume and everything, they give you all these beautiful gift sets. It's when you can just, if you purchase this, you can get all of this stuff, and it's just like, wow, it's like, oh, man, it's like a holiday for those of you, gift sets, and then you get a gift with it. And I found myself that I literally went through with my children, and they kept saying, what do you want? I said, just get me the perfume, but make sure you get the gift set with it. And I sit here, and I tell you, no lies, guys. I sit here with preparation for, I have makeup, I have this, I have that, I have the other, because in me, I'm dreaming. I'm dreaming for my life to shift. I'm dreaming for my life to move, and I want to be ready. You know, it's just like you go somewhere and you know, where you live at, the person that does your nail and your hair, you just know they're going to do it right. You're not going to leave them upset. But the worst thing you can do is not be prepared and say, okay, I'm going to visit someone in another state, and all of a sudden they tell you, well, you know, oh, but I need my nails done. Then you know what? It makes your trip and your whatever you were going there for to enjoy, like, ooh, I don't like that. You know, if you would have been prepared and kind of like done things where you knew things were going to be done and you can go on to something else, you see how preparation just messes everything up for you, you know, and you find yourself. And I've done that. I mean, I end up visiting different people, and they took me to different nailers and even to people that done my hair, and it was like, oh, brother, I should have got this done where I knew. So whatever you need to do, I want you to realize that your confidence and your courage comes through preparation and practice. So some things you just kind of practice, really. And for those of you that are traveling, you know, and I know that a lot of times we listen to Drylander on PSG Life when he talks about make sure your medication and make sure your visa and make sure all this preparation. You don't want to get anywhere and you're like going over to a place you've never been before and you're not prepared. And all of a sudden you're like, I forgot my medicine. Oh, I forgot. And you know, if you forgot your passport, you can just forget even leaving the country. So I just want you guys to realize how important it is that you be prepared, really, because the future has a way of arriving unannounced. Your success, your dream, it just has a way of arriving unannounced. Like that? Oh, you're here. Oh, things have changed. Oh, like that? Because it's not going to stay the same. Because you know what? You either were waiting, pressing, confidence, picking yourself up. Your future's coming. It's really coming. It's coming. It's going to arrive unannounced. So I want you guys to be prepared, really. Because it's not the will to win, but the will to be prepared and to win that makes the difference. And part of you winning is preparation. Like you're running a race. You're not prepared to be challenged. You're not prepared, you know, to really, you know, you look at some guys and you say, man, they're not tired. No. Because they prepared for this. So I want you guys to prepare, especially, I don't know why this thing keep coming, especially you guys that are talking about, and especially you ladies that are talking about getting married, and it's just like, are you prepared? If you're not, I'm telling you, you're going to be the most worn out, tired, bags up under your eyes, not the right color, oh, it didn't come in, oh, we're late, oh, the flowers are out of season. It's like, woof. And you just like, you know, here's your dream, and you're aggravated, and you're frustrated. And it's in the future saying, I'm here, but you have to be prepared. So make sure you picked up the color. Make sure, you know, go to bridal shops. Just those of you that love homes, I mean, just go and look. I mean, when I was in Florida, they have the most beautiful open house homes that it's like give you ideas, little things that you can put in, little decorations you can pick up. And I've done this. Before I purchased my second home, I was gathering up stuff. I was really gathering up stuff, like, and one time I was wondering why. And it's just something about life itself. It'll put a thought in you. It's just something about your brain, something about your heart, something about, you know, like the weather changing. You know, they say animals know when the weather is changing. It's just something about you. Just, I don't know, why am I doing this? I don't even know why I'm saying this. I don't even know why I'm, what? Preparation. Because realize this now. The future has a way of arriving unannounced. So it's just so important. And you want to win. You really want to win, really. Because success always comes when preparation meets opportunity. And it's coming. It's coming because you're believing. I'll be honest with you. I've learned if you're still here, really, you know, there's something. You know, you're still here for a reason. Your dream, your destiny. You know, you're part of a puzzle. You're part of, you know, leaving a legacy. You're part of fulfilling something. You know, someone needs, you know, the line is moving and it's now you're about three steps away. So you're here because it's going to be your time. It's going to be your success. And it's going to be, this is it for you. So, guys, I want you to be prepared. So some of you that just wondering, why am I, you know, it's like you're running around trying to find toothpaste. Man, come on. You guys knew you were kind of like you traveling and do. You just got to, you know, it's the worst thing to find different stores open or different, you know, even the toothpaste that you like. You know, you have to substitute. You don't have to do that. Make the trip miserable. So whatever your dream is, I hope some way, somehow, you're making preparation. You're doing something because we got to find out. We got to find out the reason why you're still here. And it's because of your dream. It's because, you know what? No one can fill this spot. It's waiting for you. So I want you to realize, you know, just, you know, you're going to be fine. So make your mistakes. Take chances. Be silly. Be imperfect. Trust yourself and follow your heart. So when you make those mistakes, just prepare your heart. If you do something that's silly, it's just like, okay, laugh at it. I'm like, I'll never do that again. Like, wow. Because you know what? It's all a part of going in the book. It's all a part of going in your life and making you a better person. A wiser person, a person that someone would come with the same problem and would have a listening ear because you know what? You've been there and you've done that. So, guys, I want you to realize you're a dreamer. You're a dreamer. Make preparation for whatever it is. I don't know if a cook, a chef, or I don't know what it is. You know, you know, you want to go to the moon. You know, whatever your dream is, it's just the idea. Don't you stop dreaming. And just realize, just make preparation. Just really. I kind of just look at, you know, I think I went into the gift set, all these things I bought. I mean, face cleansers and different color lipsticks and this and that and the other. And I just sit there and say, I got this, I got that. It's just the idea. If opportunity would knock tonight and the mall is closed and stores are closed, I'm going to tell you something. Giver of Life is ready because there are things that maybe sound silly to someone else, but I know what I want. I know what I'm waiting for. And you know what? If I'm going to win, I'm going to have to be prepared. So those of you that are sitting on your tush and talking about, I'm going to be a runner. What? You won't. You got the sneakers, you got the outfits, and you won't even get up and run just around the block. And you're talking about running a marathon. I just dream I'm going to run this marathon. I think you need to get up because everything is ready for you. Your sneakers, this, yeah, you're prepared, but it needs you to kind of like put the sneakers on, put the outfit on, and let's get the pavement because it's going to be. So for those of you that just say, well, you know, I tried that. Look, you're not even at peace in yourself. You're really just not even at peace in yourself because you know why? Something's just not fulfilled yet. You're just like, okay, I have this. That came at that time because that was my dream. This came as my mother. And I was going to do. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Your dream is going to push you out of your comfort zone. And you're going to go through an adjustment period. So for whatever, you know, you guys that are like, talking about you becoming a chef, just stop just saying, well, I only just cook this type of food. You know, start experimenting. Start buying books, going to Books A Million, buying books, trying new recipes. Try one of your own that comes out of your heart that's just say, what did you put in this? Okay, write it down because you might forget it because more are coming. More things are coming because you want to be successful. You just don't want to be stuck on just one thing. You're going to be able to do many things. You know, don't want to be master of all, you know, you don't know, you're going to know it. You're going to know how to do breakfast. You're going to know how to do lunch. You're going to know how to say this. You're going to know how to do that. So don't think it's silly. Don't think it's silly what you're preparing for. It's just like, and for those of you that can go back in the journals and say, I've been doing this for how long, it hasn't happened yet. But for some reason, your dream still wants it. You still want it. It's your heart. It's who you are, really. As a man think it, so is he. And you're thinking about it. So that's who you are. So, dreamer, you know what, guys? I want you guys not to be so hard on yourself. And I really want to pull you up out of this place of a mistake. And I just don't want, no, we're going to do this again. I don't care if you guys started out, brought in the new year, and, oh, I'm gonna get in that dress. You're going to get in that dress, you know. Yes, you are. You're going to have to be prepared, you know, because you know what? The hamburger burglar is coming. The cookie monster is coming. The ice cream is coming. You know, all those things that you really, you know, I kind of went through that. I've lost some weight, and I think it looks good on me. And it's just the idea, if I'm going to stay away, and I'm going to just like that, it's just the idea I've got to be prepared to just tell those feelings that come back like, no. And you have to be prepared for that, you know, because you look at all these before and after. You got to realize there's an after, after, and after, after, and after, you know, that you really want to stay that way. So you're going to have to be prepared to go to parties and just nibble and, you know, do whatever you have to do to just stay focused, to stay straight and narrow, you know, whatever. So, guys, I want you to dream, and your dream is important, and so are you, okay? So I want you guys to just realize, you know something, I'm going to really do this, because the success really depends upon previous preparation, and without such preparation, there's sure to be a failure. So just previous from whatever, you're just like, you know, you're like just do that. You really just do that, because a lot of times in my car, I mean, you don't even want to see my car, because it's like I have, if it breaks down, I've got tools in there. I've got, I mean, things that you figure a woman shouldn't have. But I'm just prepared just in case if something, you know, you can't find something and someone comes along to help you. But if you're prepared and the help is coming, you can get this thing fixed and we can go on. But if you literally just meet help coming along and you're not prepared, you know, help is going to say, well, I can't help you. And you're going to say, something told me. So if anything's telling you, listen to it and be prepared, okay? And don't be so hard on yourself. Just don't do that to yourself. But anyway, guys, we're going to be back again on PSJ Life, Let's Talk Talk Show. And I want to give you guys that number because I'm enjoying talking to you, and I hope you're enjoying listening to me, because you know what? We're going to get there. And we just need to know that, you know what? I was just thinking about, but I, you know, really, I've been through some things. But anyway, I'm going to give you this number, 605-475-4000. Asset code number is 945-830. I want you guys to be prepared because I literally went in the store, I think today, I went in the store and I said, I'm just going in to get one thing and I'm coming back out. And all of a sudden, I had to get to the register and today is my son's birthday, and I was just like, oh, you know, and after Valentine's Day, you know, they have this, you know, all this sale on different stuff and everything, and I just wanted to just kind of get it, and I'm saying, wait a minute, I just have just so much in my pocket, and I had to put it back. So you don't know whenever you go into something, you don't know what you might see, you might want, and I just wasn't, just feel like, well, I'm about to the car and get the bag and just come back, so I just left it there. So just realize that your dream, you know, as you walk in it, you're going to see objects and things that you might like. And I want you to be prepared where you can just say, let me get this. Let me kind of like put this aside. Okay? So it's just so important, really, because before anything else, preparation is the key to success. So, guys, I want you to realize, you know, that the winter is a season of recovery and preparation. So why we're sitting back and seeing, and I'm not just only talking about the weather. There just might be some times where it's just like nothing's growing, but you still prepare because the season is going to change. This is Giver of Life, and I hope if I've said something that would kind of inspire you to just say, okay, I'm going to go back to writing. I'm going to, you know, and for those of you that threw away what you've written, came out of you, and more is in you that will add to what you already know. So don't be so hard on yourself. Let's get this pen and pencil and get this ball rolling and get this book out there, because there's people waiting for the experience that you've gone through, and you're going to be successful because you know what? You're leaving a legacy, and someone needs that information that lies within you. Again, this is Giver of Life. Enjoy your life.